Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy. What shall we shout for joy? Let us shout for joy, for we have a part in the love fellowship of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The center of this universe is the deepest love between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is love. He is above all. He is infinite. His love is boundless. His wisdom is immeasurable. He is almighty. All are manifest from his boundless love. Abba always stretches out his hands to invite us to his love fellowship. Every one of us lived in the love fellowship of Abba, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is full of eagerness today. He passionately stretches out his hand to invite us. I thought of when the Lord's crucifixion, he opened his hands, who suffered the greatest agony. He liked to welcome us into the heart of his manifold love. I'd like to sing a hymn with you. It's in Songs of Love, Song 128, Eternal Dance of Love. This song speaks of the expression of the acceptance of God to us. He likes us to join into this fellowship of love. Shall we sing this hymn? My Abba stretches out his hand, invites me gladly to join me and the Lord and the Spirit in their eternal dance of love. Such love who can perform, such joy who can describe. Enter into God's circles of love, my bliss and joy overflow. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 to 15. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judah and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist, and ate lotus and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to strip down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days. Being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and oppressed by demons, and rising very early in the morning, While it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Brothers and sisters, it's a new beginning. After I have finished sharing with you the book of Psalms, I would like to come back to the New Testament, as we have read the Gospel according to Matthew and the Gospel according to Luke. I'd like to continue with the Gospel according to Mark and the Gospel according to John. When I started reading this book, I was impressed as I listened a lot about this book. For the Gospel according to Mark described the Lord as a servant. Since this concept was quite strong in my mind, yet there is another voice in my heart to remind me that's not good to have the stereotypical thinking toward those books in the Bible. That is to say, don't try to limit your meditation. The purpose of Bible reading is for drawing near to the Lord, to enjoy His presence and to know the Lord better. It's not for study. Some people say that the four Gospels talk about the four aspects of the Lord's glory. The Gospel according to Matthew speaks of the Lord as the King. For Luke speaks of the Lord as the Son of Man. The Gospel of John speaks of the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, and He is God. Very often, the Gospel of Mark speaks of the Lord Jesus being a servant. Hence, this book describes the Lord Jesus as the servant of God, who is loyal and hardworking. The first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark mentioned the Lord Jesus was busy at work in the evening at sundown. And in verse 35 mentioned, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. It is highlighting the image of the servant of the Lord Jesus. He served diligently. In addition, there is no genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel according to Mark, for the Lord Jesus was a servant, so the family background of a servant was not worthy to mention. I have no objection to the fact that each of the four Gospels points out some aspect of the glory of the Lord Jesus. In fact, when you read the Gospel according to Mark, which also mentioned the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. For example, in the Gospel according to Mark, the Lord Jesus said that the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins on earth, which has shown the Lord Himself is God. In addition, the Gospel according to Mark also mentions that the Lord Jesus is King. The whole chapter of Mark chapter 15 speaks of the Lord Jesus as the King of the Jews. I encourage you to go and have a look at this chapter. In addition, the Lord Jesus repeatedly claimed Himself as the Son of Man in the Gospel according to Mark. Hence, this book mentioned the Lord Jesus as a real man. So we shouldn't restrain ourselves from meditating on God and meditating on the Lord. Truly, the glory of the Lord is in manifold aspects. The most crucial is that we enjoy Him and be close with Him when we read the Bible. Our experience with the Lord and the enjoyment of the Lord are the most essential. Likewise, when we read in the Gospel according to Matthew, we should not just focus on the fact that the Lord Jesus is the King. He was also a servant. He is the Son of Man, the Son of God. And He is our friend and our Savior. We shall think of Him while reading it and think of His love to us. There are the comprehensive expressions in the four Gospels. That's good as long as we enjoy Him. I read the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark mentioned the beginning of the Gospel. My heart was attracted. I found from verse 1 to verse 15, the first part of verse 1, which we just read, a paragraph which was about the beginning of the Gospel. Have you noticed that verse 1 talks about the beginning of the Gospel, and verse 15 mentioned the Lord Jesus began to preach the Gospel? The Lord Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel." How precious! Truly, the Lord Jesus came. My heart is so grateful that the Lord Jesus came to the world in person and made the love dream of God come true. The love plan of the Trinity God, both the Father and the Lord, were the one who took the initiative. Abba sent the Lord, and the Lord became a man for us. This is the beginning of the gospel. Abba has the deepest relationship of love with the Lord, which is described as Father and Son. The Lord Jesus is the Son of God, who is the closest to the Father as one. It also mentions Jesus Christ. Christ means the anointed. He is the Savior sent by God. He is the King. He is the Priest. He is our Prophet. He came to be our ready helper. It's so wonderful that he also has the name of man, Jesus. He himself became a man. My heart was so touched when I thought of it. The first verse already include the love dream of God. He came to make these love dreams come true. The Lord Jesus did come and fulfill the love dream of Abba. We're able to enjoy the affection and love of Abba through him. How treasurable is the beginning. And these beginnings didn't just start when the Lord Jesus became a man. You see in verse 2 mention Isaiah. It speaks to you and me that the love plan of God has begun long ago. It has fulfilled the words in the Old Testament as well, which specially mention God sending a messenger before the Lord Jesus to prepare the way for the Lord. This messenger was John the Baptist. As from verse 3 to 9 of this chapter, it was focused on John the Baptist. I felt Abba had been waiting patiently for the appearance of this man, for he was the messenger of the Lord. He had to come to prepare the way for the Lord first. It was rare for someone like him who loved God deeply and had such faith in God. He knew well what he needed to do, and he was so willing to accept the mission of God upon him. He was willing to live in the wilderness. The life in the wilderness was so simple. What he ate were locusts and wild honey. He clothed with camel's hair. Some people may think he was strange, yet he was filled with glory and power of God. His words could prepare the heart of man. Many people were confident that he was the prophet sent by God. Abba treasured him very much, and he was much appreciated and treasured by the Lord Jesus. What a messenger at the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when I read John the Baptist, my heart was moved. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ had John the Baptist as his messenger. Brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of the time of the church. The construction of the church will come to an end. You and I have a part in it. I hope you and I will become the messengers of the gospel. May we all rise up like John the Baptist before the Lord's coming, or even we are more glorious than him, to prepare the way for the Lord and bring people to come before God. Let us build the church for the Lord, in order to accomplish the will of the Lord and his glorious plan. May we all have the power and the ambition of John the Baptist. Brothers and sisters, I hope we are not attracted to the world. I hope we all have a life in the wilderness, that is, to have a lot of time to draw near to the Lord. I thought John the Baptist enjoyed life in the wilderness very much. He loved locusts and wild honey. His favorite thing was to be close with God in the wilderness. But John the Baptist went to the wilderness for the sake of God. He also entered into the crowd for the sake of God. He preached loudly to people for their repentance and baptized them with repentance. He bore witness for Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the one who came after him and was more powerful than him. He was the Savior who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to encourage you. Let us encourage one another. We shall go to the wilderness for the Lord. We're willing to draw close to him in a nice and quiet place and be with Him face to face personally. We don't just like to draw near to the Lord and stay in the wilderness. We all need to enter among men for the Lord and for the word of the Lord, to preach the gospel and bear witness, to glorify the Lord. Live in love with God, live out and build His household. Truly, it is the meaning of goal of life for you and me. I treasured very much for this chapter, for there was a junction between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which was also the junction of the Lord Jesus and John the Baptist. The Lord Jesus went to John and was baptized by John. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove at that time, and there was a voice coming from heaven. Abba said to the Lord Jesus, "Is His beloved Son, and He is well pleased." Abba and the Holy Spirit testify that the Lord Jesus is the Christ sent by God. What a precious moment! Truly, the beginning of this gospel is the love dream of God, which is the love dream of the Trinity God. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, which will come true and will be accomplished. What a glorious moment! How treasurable is this! Brothers and sisters, we have made the right choice. We follow the Lord and be with the Lord in one accord to build a church and preach the gospel. In fact, it is the love dream of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit from eternity. I'm so grateful that I have a part. I give thanks to the Lord that I have a share in a final phase of completion. Brothers and sisters, my heart is really excited and I love to share with you. I'd like all of us to rise up and to live out and build God's house, to proclaim to the people the word of God. How awesome and glorious is the plan of God. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming soon. The days in which we can build the church are limited. I hope all of us will rise up and cooperate with the Lord. There are 45 verses in this chapter. I can say the actions of the Lord Jesus began from verse 16 to 45. He experienced 40 days and nights of temptation from the devil after his baptism. He started his ministry officially. First of all, he called the disciples and equipped them. He called them to follow him. And it was the love serving of the Lord from verse 21 to verse 45. There were two stages. First stage was the serving in Capernaum, and the second stage was his service in Galilee. The description in the Gospel according to Mark was very simple, yet it was full of love. For instance, in verse 29 to 31 mentioned the Lord's healing of Simon's mother-in-law, and in verse 32 to verse 42 mentioned the Lord Jesus was very busy healing and casting out demons and preaching. And the Lord Jesus moved with pity to touch the leper in verse 40 to verse 45. Truly, the love of the Lord Jesus surpassed the norms of man. The Lord Jesus valued his relationships with men. He loved to reach out to man proactively and even touch the leper. The serving of the Lord Jesus was the service of love. Brothers and sisters, may we imitate the Lord. I felt the Lord Jesus' love to dwell with man day and night through this chapter. He was so busy, but not because he had a strong sense of responsibility or the needs were so great. Yet, he enjoyed meeting people and entering into the crowd. I believed it was not purely to heal their sickness. He must have the words of kindness, to heal the sick and cast out demons, to reveal the glory of Abba and for the manifestation of God. However, he would never miss out the prayers. In verse 35 mentioned, rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Although he was so busy, his life was balanced. Though there were many things to do, The Lord would not overlook his relationship with God. He liked to draw close to God and pray to God. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is a glorious role model. We should all learn from him to have a good relationship with God and then to serve men. We shouldn't sacrifice our time with the Lord and do other things. The Lord is our life and is the greatest satisfaction and enjoyment for our spirits. And when we draw close to the Lord, we can bring him this greatest satisfaction and enjoyment. Lastly, let us read verse 13. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. I seldomly meditate on what was mentioned here that Jesus was with some wild animals. The wild animals should refer to lions, tigers, leopards, those ferocious beasts. Because the Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he was with some wild animals for 40 days. Did the wild animals pounce on the Lord Jesus? Or did they like to eat the Lord Jesus? I don't know. Obviously, this verse clearly mentioned Satan failed to tempt Jesus and the wild animals couldn't harm the Lord. I thought, could the lions and the tigers come to the Lord Jesus to draw near to him? I believe the Lord Jesus loves the animal as well. Jesus was happy even these ferocious animals came close to him and he would stay with them. Truly, the Lord Jesus is an approachable Son of Man. He is very gentle, kind, and good indeed. Even the wild animals were willing to approach him without hurting him. The Lord Jesus is so gracious. Let's draw close to him. That's all for my sharing. Although there are some verses that I have not shared, I hope you have time to meditate and enjoy them when you're with the Lord personally. May the Lord bless you.